Hello, cosmic beings in human form.
Welcome to the Oracles of Ancient Truth podcast, a cosmic radio show jam-packed with downloads and transmissions and activations to help you awaken to your highest self. We are your starseed hosts. I'm Caitlin Jones.
And I'm Sam Lauer. Buckle up and settle in for the ride. It's gonna be a trip. Hello, listeners. I interrupt this transmission for just a moment to let you know about some amazing opportunities that now exist for you to support our podcast. One thing that you can do if you really like what we share and want to get the information out is that you can share our podcast with anyone you think it would resonate with. And you can also give us a review on the Apple Store so that people can see what you think about us and then get a taste of whether they want some of our vibe or not. And another thing you can do is that our podcast now has its own Instagram page, and you can follow us and tune into our information on that. And you can follow us at Oracles of Ancient Truth Podcast. And a third thing you can do is that we are trying to raise funds for some better equipment and new opportunities for this podcast in terms of GoFundMe. So if you are interested in donating to that effort, we will include a link in the description. And the final thing that you can do is that we are launching a Patreon for this podcast. And we're starting with tiers as low as $11 a month, where we will share monthly moon meditations with you, interstellar activations, extra information from the podcast that we will only share with you. And if you donate a certain amount each month with one of the higher tiers, you'll also receive a reading from Kate and a reading from me. So it's definitely worth looking into. And we will also include the link for our Patreon in the description. So thank you so much for all your love and support. Thank you for sticking through this message. The transmission is coming live in 3, 2, 1. Hello, galactic family. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Oracles of Ancient Truth podcast. You are listening to Sam today as we catch back up with Uranus retrograde season and tap into the Uranus retrograde meditation. So, like I said, welcome to this space. I'm excited for us to use this meditation because my intentions for it are that we will be able to activate, energize, and integrate the elements of the light body that are connected with our electrical body within the physical vessel. So, the space of this moment being in Uranus retrograde is very, very shifty. Uranus just transitioned into a new sign, into Taurus, this March. And as it did that, it gave the entire sense of what Earth is an upgrade. And it is giving the entire sense of what Earth is an upgrade, because Uranus transiting through Taurus is like Uranus, the planet of change and invention and inner freedom, coming into contact with the most pure and sensual earth energy that exists in the zodiac. So we're getting a big shift associated with earth energy. We're getting a lot of change-ups associated with how we feel free in this planet, in this earth, in this timeline. And we're really being encouraged to look back over lessons that have been coming at us since March, because as Uranus goes back over degree points, it's going back from the 6th degree to the 2nd degree, and it's touching back over lessons we learned in March, from March up until now. And Uranus retrograde will last until January of 2020, culminating right before the major conjunction with Pluto and Saturn in the sign of Capricorn at 22 degrees. So overall, there's this feeling that we're settling into a new earth energy. There are a lot of changes coming in terms of our inner freedom and the technologies and shiftings around us. And this end of the summer into fall and winter will really get us thinking about how productive those changes can be and what those changes can look like and how those changes are going to be affecting us from the inside out. And then when things shift back to normalcy in January of 2020, it's really going to be this feeling that finally we downloaded all of the changes and upgrades we need so that something really big can shift in January. Something really big in terms of commerce and economy and patriarchal structure with this major conjunction happening in the sign of Capricorn. It's going to be magnetic, and the things that happen from now until January are really going to just be preparing our vessels. They're going to be preparing our light bodies and our electric bodies, these physical vessels and all of the electromagnetism that exists within them. We are getting upgrades every day at this point, with Uranus in retrograde in Taurus leading us to this moment in January. And my hope is that this meditation will allow you to integrate all of the shiftings much easier. And yeah, the point of this meditation is really to just remind you of how powerful your vessel is and to encourage you to tap into this power in new ways from now on. So that is the space, the energetic space, and the intentions that come along with this meditation. You are invited to sit, lay down, prop yourself up against a wall, do whatever you feel is best for you in this meditation in terms of how you're seated, how you're positioned. There's no right way, there's no one right way for this. I really just want you to be in a receptive state where we can take in the information about what our bodies actually do as eagerly and easily as possible. So I invite you to find that physical space that feels best for you. I'm going to give you a few moments to start breathing, and then I'll play my singing bowl. And once the singing bowl stops ringing, we will begin the meditation fully. So find that space for yourself. I'll give you a few moments to collect your energy and to find it. And I will be with you in a moment to begin the meditation. Welcome, Earthling, soul who is older than time, soul who has incarnated onto this planet multiple times across time. Welcome to this space. Let's start by breathing deeply. In through the nose and out through the mouth. Engage in this cycle of breath a few times. Feel into your body as you breathe. Imagine that with each inhale, you're breathing in light. And with each exhale, you're blowing away any darkness that remains in your vessel, any clogs or gunk blocking your channel. Inhale the light, exhale any remaining shadow. Inhale, bring in so much light, and exhale anything that feels dark. In this moment, I remind you that you are an electric being. You are absolutely magnetic. And I'm not just saying this because it sounds cool. I'm saying this because you literally are an electric being. Your body has several different electromagnetic systems. Your heart is the strongest. And together, all of these electromagnetic systems are what composes your aura. It makes much more sense to consider the aura like this. and to think of how it shifts color as it reflects shiftings from the inside of you out. As you go through your day, you process so much information. You become wounded, you become joyful, you become excited, you become dejected. All of these emotional possibilities are reflected out into the electromagnetic field that your heart pumps around you. And with each different shift with that electromagnetic system, your aura shifts too and changes color and adapts differently. In this powerful time, we are being encouraged to upgrade so that we are ready to receive the new earth. And in this powerful time, I am here to remind you how absolutely incredible the vessel holding your soul in is. Humans are pretty amazing. I invite you to keep breathing deeply in any pattern that feels right. Breathe at your own speed. Breathe as deep as you want as I hit you with some incredible facts about your human vessel. So, the first fact that just blows my mind about humans is that we are actually bioluminescent. That's right, we are bioluminescent, like the fish that live in the depths of the ocean. We actually also emit a light frequency that comes from our cheeks and forehead and neck. And this light frequency is imperceptible to the human eye because it's in a cycle of light that our eyes can't perceive. But this cycle of light is released within us across a 24-hour cycle with its peak of brightness happening in the late afternoon. We are bioluminescent beings, and we literally shine our light so bright. At the same time, the sun shines brightest on us. How incredible is that? And it says, all of these science textbooks are saying that humans cannot perceive this light, but more and more of us are perceiving it by the day. When you watch a video of someone and you see their aura just light up, and not all of us see this, but some people do, some people absolutely do. When they're seeing that energy light up, they're tapping into a frequency of light that human eyes have not been able to perceive up until now. How incredible is that? Additionally, our human vessels are a world in and of itself. We have more than 100,000 miles of blood vessels in our body. If we took them out and lined them end to end, our blood vessels, in one human body, the blood vessels would circle our earth 4 times. How? We are incredible beings. Another amazing fact about us is that while we are awake, our brains produce enough electricity to light a light bulb. Yes, we are electric beings. The neurons in our brains that connect and send messages each day have the power to charge all the phones in the world. And they are sending, these neurons in our brain are sending more messages to one another each day than all the phones in the entire world do. So many messages are sent and received within our brains. It is like its own world. And our brains, these neurons in our brains send info within the brain at over 150 miles an hour. What? We are incredible. Our bodies and our brains can do so much. Our brains are electric, and they produce their own electromagnetic field. Our hearts are electric and produce their own electromagnetic field that's about 4 times as big as the brain's. But still, the brain, while we're awake, produces enough electricity to light a light bulb and to keep it lit. that's pretty incredible. And when we learn, we can actually adjust and change the structure of our brains by rewiring these neural connections and pathways. We really can teach an old dog new tricks, as it were. Our brains are fantastically plastic. They can change. Neuroplasticity is the term for the ability for the brain to change as it learns new things. The term plastic in the study of the brain just means it can change, it's stringy, there's flexibility, there's potential. Our brains are plastic like that. They can change, they're flexible. We can rewire the connections to learn completely different things. And we always hear that humans only use 10% of our brain capacity. As we rewire these connections, we are able to see the bioluminescent light that humans produce. We are enabling ourselves to open up more potential. We are enabling ourselves to tap into so much more potential in our bodies and brains by the day. And that's what Uranus in Taurus is all about, especially Uranus retrograde in Taurus. We are going to be feeling intense internal shiftings. We are going to be prepared for a big change coming ahead by little changes each week within our bodies. And some of those changes may be that we are rewiring connections in our brains faster than ever. It is simply true that the memory capacity of the human brain is between 3 and 1,000 terabytes. Our brains can hold so much information, but it feels like we can hardly remember anything sometimes. That is also something that will change with this big shift that's coming. Our brains and bodies have so much potential, and the more we remember, the more we can activate that potential to be real. Another wild fact about the human body is that our blood vessels stretch for miles and miles and miles, and the blood within us in total is only 8% of our complete weight. That kind of blows my mind. But what blows my mind even more is that our skin and organs together are only 15% of our total weight as a body, as a human vessel. Our bones are so heavy. All of the things that make us human, it's incredible when we think of how we can divide up that weight into sections. Like, our weight is some parts blood, it's some parts skin, some parts organ, some parts bone. It just feels so weird to consider that. I feel like an entire being, solidified and whole. And when I break myself down into components like that, I feel both so much smaller and so much more expansive. On a genetic level, human beings are all more than 99% identical. Our DNA is so similar, and yet we can all look so different. I find it so fascinating that we have so much in common, but can feel so different, so disparate, so disconnected. And the more we remember, we literally are 99%, more than 99% identical. The more we remember this, the more we can connect as a species, as a cluster of consciousness on this planet. We are ready to connect like this. Did you know that the heart beats over 3 trillion times in the average human's lifespan? And did you know that the heart's electrical field is 60 times greater in amplitude than the brain's? I said 3 times earlier. I was so wrong. The heart's electrical field is 60 times greater than the amplitude of the brain's. How is that possible? It's so amazing. And the electrical field that comes from the heart is measured up to several feet away from the body. That aura around us, that energy field surrounding us that we emit from our hearts, is tangible, is studyable by science, is real. We have auras, and our hearts control them. And as a final incredible fact about humanity, about human vessels, is that while the brain within the period that we're awake creates enough electricity to light a light bulb. In one day, while we're awake and asleep, the heart creates enough energy to drive a truck 20 miles. 20 miles, our heart can do that. And within one lifetime, that means that the heart creates enough energy to drive to the moon and back. And this is a phrase that we all use, love you to the moon and back. It's so much more true than we realize, because within an average lifespan, our heart creates enough energy to move us to the moon and back. If you love someone that much, you really love them with the entire lifespan of your heart. Humans are incredible electrical beings. Our brains produce electromagnetic systems that are powered by our third eyes. Our bodies produce even more powerful electromagnetic systems that are powered by our hearts. And within us, each of our other chakras has its own slight electromagnetic field. These energy centers within us are so powerful. And when we turn them on, we are literally magnetic. And we can pull in exactly what we want, exactly what we need, and exactly what we desire to feel free from the inside out. All of this incredible potential within the human body is true, but how do you honor your electric body? How do you honor your physical vessel? How do you honor your light body? Ponder these questions for just a second as you continue to breathe. And also, I'd like you to ponder how you come to balance these three aspects of yourself: the light body, the electric body, and the physical vessel itself. Do you pay much attention to how those things are balanced? If not, I promise you will from now on. Do you see now how your body is electric? Do you see now how powerful you are and can be? If you see this, I want you to ponder something else for a moment. What can you do daily from now on so that you'll fully remember and embody all of your electric potential? What can you do daily from now on so that you'll fully and remember and embody your physical vessel's full potential? What will you promise to yourself to help yourself embody your power? And what can you do daily to connect with and activate these bodies within you, the electric body and the light body? Give yourself some serious thought, some serious space for thought. What will you do each day so that you'll fully remember your potential and embody it? And what will you do daily to connect with your bodies, the light body and electric body within? How will you activate them and remember your potential? Think about all that you have to offer, you incredible human vessel, holding in an electric soul, holding in an etheric soul. How in the heck can we fail at anything when we have so much power? Do you see now how even your triggers are electric, causing your aura and energy to shift, causing your light body to shift when you're triggered? Do you see now how love is electric, and how the connections we have to our vessels as souls and the connections we have to one another as souls and vessels, how electric these connections can be? We have so much potential, and it's time that we fully activate it. Let's activate our Uranus-ruled body part by just tapping slightly on the area that is the brain. Tap around your head, encompassing your third eye chakra and your crown chakra. Go all the way down to the base of your skull around your throat chakra. Tap this electric brain. Tap and activate this brain circuit. Now take one of your hands and move it down to your heart. Continue tapping your head while you tap at your heart with the other hand. And imagine how connected these systems are. Visualize for a second the energy fields that come out from these centers in your body. As you tap your brain, your crown space and third eye, imagine that you can see a halo of light around you. Your bioluminescent energy field, your electric energy field of the brain. And as you tap the heart, imagine that the energy field surrounding you by several feet becomes brighter and brighter. Up to 3 feet, 3 and 4 feet around you, you are encompassed by an egg of ether and electric energy. As you breathe and tap into these spaces, imagine that this egg of ether surrounding you lights up more and more and more. Build the light in these spaces with your tapping. Build the light in these spaces as you build your power. Feel yourself become more magnetic and more electric with potential as you tap and as the light increases. Now bring your hands into a prayer position right in front of your heart, feeling all of this energy bursting within. Hold on to this energy. Feel it gathering in your hands too. Feel it electrifying your fingertips and your palms as they touch. Feel it electrifying your entire body. Now, Earthling, explode that energy. Take your hands from prayer position and lift them over your head and expand them out as if you're doing tree pose in yoga. Expand them out to make a huge circle around you. And do this several more times if you need. Each time, bring your hands back to heart center, prayer position, and expand them out and around you, creating a bubble, allowing that etheric and electric energy within you to flow out. Again and again, do the same gesture, releasing the energy that you've built up into the world around you. As you complete this gesture, visualize that some of the energy goes to heal something that is changing within your household that is troubling you. Imagine that some of the energy goes to heal a friend that you know is in great need right now in their change. Imagine that some of the energy goes out to you, out from you to you to help you affect your own changes. And imagine that some of the energy goes from out of you to the places in the world that really need help. Visualize this energy going to the Amazon. Visualize this energy going to Sudan. Visualize this energy going to Ethiopia. Visualize this energy going to so many different countries in Africa that need our help right now. Visualize this electric, etheric, magnetic energy bursting out of you and creating waves of healing and change-oriented energy into the world. You create ripples every cycle you do this with your hands. And the ripples soon encompass this entire planet. Eventually, you have emitted so much power, so much light, so much electricity that you have encompassed the entire Earth in light. Visualize this happening now. And complete the hand gesture a few more times if you need to, in order to raise and spread your energy across the globe. As you see the Earth now in your mind's eye, completely covered with the light that you created, breathe with a satisfaction and trust in your power. Breathe with the truth and the light that is empowering your vessel. Breathe with the new vibration of electric potential that you've settled into this earth. Oh, how incredible. Breathe now and continue visualizing the earth lighting up as if it is its own light bulb with all of this energetic potential you're spreading. Now, link yourself to this energy. Remember that you created this light and see your own physical vessel glowing with light and electricity. You are connected to this earth. You are connected with this new earth energy. You are connected with the new earth energy and the vibration of change happening now. You are connected, you are activated, and you are integrating the earth to shift with you. Thank you for this beautiful magic. Thank you for your body's incredible potential. Thank you, light body. Thank you, etheric body. Thank you, electric body. And thank you, physical vessel, for all of this electric potential. As you're seeing all of this light around the earth and around yourself syncing up, it is time to assess our activation mantra. As you create this new earth energy and this potential for earth to shift into it, the mantra that we have chosen together as souls for this moment is, I hold firm in the new vibration, remembering my electric magnetic truth. Feel free to repeat after me. I'll stop in the center of the phrase once more. So we'll do the first part and then the second part. As you're visualizing all this light and connection and power, repeat after me if you choose. I hold firm in the new vibration, remembering my electric magnetic truth. Again, I hold firm in the new vibration, remembering my electric magnetic truth. And again, I hold firm in the new vibration, remembering my electric magnetic truth. I am buzzing, you guys. Let's repeat it 3 more times all the way through without stopping in the middle. I hold firm in the new vibration, remembering my electric magnetic truth. I hold firm in the new vibration, remembering my electric magnetic truth. I hold firm in the new vibration, remembering my electric and magnetic truth. And so it is. Incredible human vessel, incredible being of light. Thank you so much for engaging in this meditation with me. I invite you now to see the light that you filled Earth with dimming and coming back into your body. All the light that you shared with the Earth, all that electromagnetic potential, that is always possible for you to share. Just make sure you bring it back into yourself afterwards. You are the powerful being that spread and created that light. See it all coming back into you now. See all that light potential coming back across the globe. See those ripples pooling back into your being, returning your power to you, returning your light and electricity to you, so that you may use it however you choose as you move forward. Once you have seen all your power and light come back into your vessel, bring your hands to prayer position at your heart center once more. There's a reason we do this position. There's a reason we pray this way. If your heart is a powerful electric center in your body that creates an electric field 60 times greater than the amplitude of your brains, if your heart creates this electromagnetic field that measures up to several feet around your body, we cannot forget that the heart chakra also has centers in the palms of the hands. By bringing the palms of the hands together, right in front of the heart, we bring our power source together. We align light with light, electricity with electricity, magnetism with magnetism. We harness our power in a position like this, and we also direct it. Imagine as you hold your hands in prayer position at heart center, the points of your fingers point somewhere. The tips of your fingers direct this energy. Where will you send that energy in the future? As you hold your hands in prayer position now, with all the light returned to your body and all of your power returned to you, point the tips of your fingers to your face. Feel that energy. Now, point the tips of your fingers to the earth. Send some love to Gaia. Help her assess the new vibration you're helping the earth hold on to. And finally, point your fingers straight ahead. Share this energy with all those near and dear to you. Share it with the person you see next. Share this love and light and ether and electricity with them. Magnetize them, light them up with the new vibration. And remember that you can share this energy at any time, just by remembering your power, engaging in a brief visualization, and holding your hands in this position if you're choosing to do so. We are such magnetic, powerful electric beings. Never forget what power we have. Never forget what our bodies and our energies can do. Never forget that you have chakras in the palms of your hands that can send and receive energy as well. As we end this meditation, I invite you to repeat after me the activation mantra for Uranus retrograde once more. And I invite you to hold this mantra dear and repeat it whenever you need to throughout this remainder of this cycle until January of 2020. I hold firm in the new vibration, remembering my electric magnetic truth. We hold firm in this new vibration. We remember our electric magnetic truths, and we remember our power. Thank you so much for joining me in this meditation. I'll play my singing bowl once more to end, and then you are invited to come back into your body, come back into your vessel, and move forward in your day however you choose. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you feel so activated with potential and so integrated across your light body and electric body and physical vessel. Never forget how much power you have. Now go forth with that power, Earthling. We need it more than ever.